This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. When David Perry and his passengers boarded his Cessna 210 at Long Beach Airport on May 22nd, they were anticipating a pleasant flight to Perry's vacation home in Laredo, Mexico. Before they could take off, however, they were ordered out of the plane by gun-toting customs agents who, as it turns out, were conducting a random check. Perry says there was no justification for the drawn guns and aggressive behavior of the agents, and he's since heard of similar incidents both at Long Beach and at nearby Santa Ana. AvWeb did manage to contact Customs and Border Protection staff about the incidents, but the agency was unable to provide a statement before our deadline.
Okay, so tell us what happened, David.
Okay, I have a Cessna 210, which I hang at Long Beach Airport, and I fly to Baja, California frequently. And when the Customs and Border Patrol instituted the voluntary electronic advanced passenger information system known as APIS, I started using it voluntarily for the past four or five trips to my place that I have down in Laredo, Baja, California. My last trip was on May 22nd. I had three passengers and myself. I electronically filed the APIS on May 20th and for my departure and received approval immediately as the normal procedure online.
Now, when you file this, you give your departure time and point of departure and everything, right?
Departure time, point of departure, the list of passengers, their identification, which is passports, name, address, and so forth, their entire information. We arrived on the day of departure at Long Beach about 9:30 in the morning. I pre-flighted the airplane, loaded the aircraft with our bags, pulled it out of the hangar, called for fuel, which came right away, and when that was complete about 10:15, I got everybody on board. I was starting to go through my pre-start checklist, looked up, and out of nowhere came a barrage of Customs and Border Patrol vehicles along with local airport police. They had their lights flashing and jumped out of the car screaming and brandishing weapons. One or two, I can't recall, had M16s all pointing at us, screaming to us to get our hands on our heads, and followed by one at a time to get out of the aircraft. The passengers that were extremely scared. They were afraid to, one of them made a comment, "My God, I don't know if I should take my hand off to undo my seatbelt to get out of the plane. I'm afraid, you know, they might think I'm reaching for something." And finally, one at a time, we did get out of the airplane. They were still screaming at us, "Keep your hands on your head."
What were they screaming?
"Keep your hands on your head. Move over here one at a time." And they separate us individually at that point, and still having weapons pointed at us, they commenced asking questions individually, searching us. Some of the questions were, "As have you ever been arrested?" which was posed to one of the passengers, and he said, "Yes, when I came to California 20 years ago, I got a DUI." And the guy says, "You're lying." And he says, "Well, if I'm lying, you tell me, because that's the only thing I know of." And, I mean, they were just very, very nasty. I couldn't believe I was in the United States. I've been all over the world in many countries. I've never, never been treated like this here. They went down and continued asking questions to the passengers. I don't know the extent of every question they asked the other passengers. As far as I was concerned, they asked me where I was going, what the purpose of my trip was, which I responded that I'm going to the house I have in Laredo. I go fishing down there. We're going down for a very short trip and coming back a couple of days from now, which I also filed for my return approval at the time I filed my departure. They continued asking questions, then they asked me to start unloading the airplane. And we had to take everything out of the airplane. They went through everything, every bag, all the any documents we had. They went through my wallet, the passengers' wallets. It was just a full-on interrogation. And at that point, I didn't say too much. I was just fully cooperating with them, as my passengers were. This went on. It took them about 45 to 50 minutes of completely going through everything and continuing asking questions, after which time they told me, you know, we're free to go and you can start putting the stuff back in the airplane. But this, I asked the head Border Patrol agent, his name was Ariano, of if this is something I should expect each time I file APIS now under the new system. And he said, I don't know. This is a random check. Your tail number came up, and here we are.
So there was no probable cause, no reason for that you can think of. Nothing in your background, nothing in any of your passengers' background that would prompt any kind of aggressive response like this.
I have nothing in my background. I'm a retired military officer, Vietnam veteran. I have been to Mexico many, many times. I've never had a problem there, never had a problem coming back, never had a problem with customs, returning on any of my trips to anywhere in the world that I have been to. And as far as I know, the same be it for the customer or the passengers that were with me. The random check thing, if that's the way they're going to do this, it's going to be a scary thing for everybody that has to face this, because as far as I'm concerned, there was absolutely no reason to have weapons pulled on us. One point I might add to this is that in the following days that I've discussed this with you, I've learned that there's been three other incidents, one at Long Beach and two at Santa Ana, and very similar tactics. And, you know, everybody is just very disturbed over this Gestapo-type tactics they're using. I mean, if it's going to be a random check, I don't really basically have a problem with that other than pain in the butt that it might be, but I don't think there's any cause to be pulling weapons on anybody.
Okay, well, thanks very much for sharing it with us today, David, and we'll see where it goes from here.
We hope to speak to Customs and Border Protection staff later this week about all of this. Stay tuned to AvWeb for an update. This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.